But I see what you're saying.
Carnegie Hall. To me, Carnegie Hall. If I play, if I ever played, to me, my ultimate ever playing ever in my life, Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, as it is for a lot of people.
Carnegie Hall. You know, my original songs and people, and it felt like, honestly, that's, and the Rhine. I would do the Rhine just as fast. The Rhine. I'd do the Rhine. No, the Rhine.
The Rhine.
The Ryman. The Ryman Theater in,
Oh, the Ryman.
The Ryman.
Ryan.
Yeah, it's called the Ryan. For the industry, us industry people.
Yeah.
Well, it's us industry people, we call it the Ryan. Oh, yes, I know.
I'm that part of the Whippet crowd.
So oh, you know, it's obviously you're not, if you don't know the Ryan, what I meant.
The Ryan.
And where actually, is that? You know, where is to me, it's like the Bluebird, and it's like the fucking the bestest place in the entire world that you could ever be lucky enough to play music in front of people that fucking appreciate it. Like, it would be just the ultimate of ultimates. To me, right? You know? And everybody's different. And a blowjob at the same... Oh, same time.
It always comes down to the blowjob.
You need the muse, exactly. Eh? That's your muse.
Oh. That's right, Tom. I don't know why, but my brain always goes towards the blowjob. I don't know what it is. I can't, I've tried different stuff, like I tried eating broccoli and stuff.
That was funny. It was.
Eating
was
broccoli, okay. It's a close second, I guess, eh? I don't know.
I even tried broccoli.
Oh, there's an aphrodisiac. There is an aphrodisiac. Oh, auntie. Oh, I don't know.
I love broccoli. I don't like cauliflower, though. I don't, man.
But I love cauliflower.
I don't. I really don't.